Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life at Dusk Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. I know you're like, man, no theme song today. Happy to think, yeah, you have a theme song on today. We've been doing something a little bit different this week. We've been trying to get some stuff in. Man, we got a lot of crazy stuff going on. Should have on today's show, we should be having my boy, Raheem Sade, who's a Haitian onboard artist. I'm going to be having him on the show and basically his appreciation for music started when he played the violin and piano back in elementary school. And we'll also be chopping over him about how he got into the Global Tech Mixtape series, as well as his first big project, The City of Sovereignty, which was set for early 2012. So, big ups for that. And, hey, y'all missed last night's show. Y'all definitely go check it out. Definitely was crazy. So definitely check it out. You know, if you miss any parts of the show or miss any shows, you go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, or you can go to The Spot. You can check out all the shows from the past week right there in the live player, or even go to iTunes and listen to them for free as well. And shoot, today, man, shoot, while we're waiting too, we might be able to get some hot messaging for today too, so big ups to that. And I just want to say a shout out to my calls. I know she's been, like, extra busy and everything has been crazy for her, so it's big ups to her. No, we still love her and we just can't wait till she comes back, most definitely. Let's go ahead and go. I'm about to actually put some new music on right now. And man, like, it's raining out here. It's crazy, making me feel like I'm about to be sick or whatnot. So, man, y'all pray for me. Y'all know my voice is what I get driven nuts and my voice ain't working right, so that just pray for me, no, definitely. All right, so hold on. We'll be right back. Put some thinking music on. Back in the building, and I was over there putting my little thinking music on real quick while I was doing some stuff. Oh, man, y'all probably like, what the heck? And actually, let me hear, because I know some people are usually coming to the chat room, the chat's not open, and it should be opening momentarily. You know, I'm like all over the place today. That's the thing, I'm starting to feel like I'm getting sick. That's what happens to me. But, heck, I think that's my boy right there. Go ahead and check the phone lines. All right, call us from the 954, you on Life at the Dusk Live. With your boy, Sonny J. What's up?
What's up, man? It's Raheem Sade checking in with you.
What's up, bro?
Not much going on right now. I'm just chilling. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. You know, it's raining down here in Texas, Dallas, Florida, to be more exact. But, you know, we're going to get through it.
Yeah, that's true. How y'all hanging in there?
Most definitely, man. And I appreciate you for coming to the show today. It was definitely a pleasure just being able to support another artist from the Global Tech Mixtape Series, and also someone who, heck, when y'all support people that support me, that's a good look. So big ups to you, bro.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I support everyone that's pretty much up and coming right now, you know, doing big things. Everybody that's working hard, you know, grinding, doing what they got to do to, you know what I'm saying, to push the note. You feel me?
Exactly. And that's the thing. When people start realizing that they got to be, you know, it's crabs in the barrel. Some people are, they in this industry being crabs in the barrel, and it's ridiculous. It's enough room for everybody, man.
Everyone can find their own space, you know, make a name for themselves, you know, and it's a lot of money out here for everyone to get. Everybody can put their hands in the pie, you know?
Exactly. Well, One thing I just want to chop over you. Of course, you know, let's go ahead and start the beginning of, like, your career, man. Like, how you actually got started. Like, I read some of your story, and basically you got started basically because you started doing piano and violin when you were in elementary school.
Yeah, well, like, when I was young, my parents, like, they put me in these piano and violin lessons and stuff like that to get me, you know what I'm saying, I guess, hands-on experience with music. And I did that for a few years, and as I got older, you know, I put lyrics to those instruments, you know. Like, when I was 13, I started writing, and pretty much when I turned about 17, 18, I started actually spitting what I was writing. And when I turned about 19, I started recording everything and putting it on wax, you know, so I could actually get it out there so people could hear what I've been working on. So that's pretty much like how I got started. And I got a friend of mine, he's actually my producer and engineer, so he does the recording for me and everything, and get some beats from him or whatever or whatnot. And He does the recording and whatnot, and I do the I've laid down my lyrics, my vocals or whatever, and he does the mixing also and the mastering. And pretty much, like, I have a team right now that's helping me get my brand out, you know, get my name out to pretty much venture out to different places and different venues. And that's pretty much like what I've been up to right now for the past few months. And I've been working on this mixtape, City of Sovereignty. It's my first mixtape. I've been working on it for the past 4 months. I've been in the studio faithfully for the past 4 months working on it. It should be coming out soon, in the beginning of 2012, I'd say somewhere between January and March. So everybody should be looking out for that. And Global Attack Mixtapes is really like another work for me, like another project that I've just got on board with, and I'm looking forward to doing more projects, you know, my managers and talks with, like, different people and stuff like that to see what we can come up with. So that's really what I've been up to right now, lately, as of late.
Oh, definitely, man. So, I mean, like basically with the Global Tech Mixtape Series, man, like, what was the reaction when you found out they were willing to put you down the project?
You say that again?
I was like, when they put you down the project for Global Tech Mixtape Series, what was your reaction on being able to do that?
I was excited, you know, like, I couldn't wait to tell my team, you know. I couldn't wait to let my team know, like, we had, you know what I'm saying, we had made some noise, you feel me? Like, that's what I really wanted to get out. I really wanted to get out the house to go tell my team, you know. So, like, it was a good news for me. It was very uplifting, and it pretty much motivated me to just keep on pushing and keep on grinding, because like a few success at a time, like little success at a time, little success at a time. Eventually you get to that big break and, you know, like you get that big, that great success, and then pretty much like you're set from there. So that's pretty much like that. When I heard I was down with Global Attack Mixtapes, like it pretty much like it gave me a vision of a better lane of what I'm like planning on doing with my music career, you know?
Exactly. And that's how I felt too. Now when I first got involved with it, because I mean, I've been dealing with Scott for way before he even said he made Global Tech Mixtapes. I've been dealing with him for a while. And I mean, just watching this project, I like the fact that it's a project that really not just brings independent artists together, because that's one thing, it brings independent artists together, but it does it on a global spectrum. And not, there's really no project out there like that that's doing that right now. Not on this scale, and not with a major label.
Right. Definitely. That's why I'm saying, like, when I spoke to Scott, I was like, you know, like, a little skeptical or whatnot, but I had asked him a few questions and everything went copacetic, and, you know, Scott seems like a pretty cool guy. And also you, like I'm down to work with, you know what I'm saying, people that are, like, willing to do good work, make good music, you know. That's pretty much, like, my motto is to make good music. That's the bottom line. And to me, like, I know making good music is expensive, but, like, I feel like, as an artist, you should be willing to invest in yourself. And once you're willing to do that, it's like, there's no limit to how far you can go. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And, you know, I honestly think it's because of, like, your background in music, the fact that you, I think once it's a person played in orchestra and band, it's like your thought process of how you want to do music is, like, on such a higher level than just what people think is normal.
Yeah, you're right.
That's crazy, because I connected with that too, that story too, because you did, that's the exact same thing as those are the same two instruments I first started playing back in elementary school, was the violin, and really I didn't even do piano. Basically, I even got into doing music, and you remember those little solid red light keyboards? I used to have those when I was like real young in elementary school, and I would be just playing those, and they do simple nursery rhymes and figure them out, and that led me to want to do music more.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's right, man. Like, and reading those notes, like learning how to read notes, piano notes, like that was like pretty much like, it wasn't a hard thing to learn, but like when you learn it, it's like it gives you a grasp of like how to even write music yourself, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right,
I'm going to this quick music break and come back. This track here I got to play. It's a classic track. This is by Run DMC. I Should Know It. This is on Christmas in Hollins. And I just like the whole story of it. That's all. This is what we're talking about, stories and music. All right, we'll be right back.
All right. We'll be right back.
trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of Gerald. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
All right. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. I am your boy, Teddy J, and today we got my boy, Raheem and Sade in the building. What's up?
What's up, man? It's actually Raheem Shaddai, but that's cool because I understand it's like hard to pronounce, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, how people going to know how to say this word?
I like when people correct me. There's one, two. She let me say her name wrong on the radio, and it's a person I'm really cool with. And then she finally told me how to say it. I'm like, I've been saying your name wrong for over a year now. You ain't never told me how to say it right. So everybody gets nervous. Oh man, I want to make you look bad on the show. No, you're not telling me makes me look bad.
That's too much, man.
Oh man, but coming back on some crazy notes, man. Like as far as like some artists that's led you to doing music, like who would you say would be? Let's go with top five. Who's like the top five you would say led you wanting to do music?
Top five people, pretty much.
Yes. Let me go into this more. Top five artists.
All right. I got you. Like, number one, I had to say Bob Marley.
Okay.
Number two, I had to say Jay-Z. Number three artists. I can't even lie, man. Drake is making a lot of noise, man. So, like Drake motivates me a lot. So I gotta put Drake number three as one of the artists that motivate me to make music. And I put Kanye West up there, and also Tupac.
Okay, that's a good top five. And I would say, man, like you said, Drake, like I admit, like sometimes Drake does drive me nuts, but a lot of times you listen to the music, especially I listen to the interview with him of his most recent project he's put out, Take Care, of why he made the project the way it was. He was like, sometimes life isn't always a party. You know, some joints in there you can rock to, but sometimes life isn't always a party, and it's not necessarily mean like he's going through like people like normal everyday problems. Like he'll be talking about people not really being real with him because he's an artist, he's famous and stuff like that. And I appreciate that kind of stuff.
Right. I think with this album, pretty much like he set, he pretty much like pushed the bar. he really pushed the bar, because, like, right now you can't just, like, make simple music and get away with it and think you're going to sell albums, you know? Like, I don't see that happening. That's why I'm saying, like, right now, like, making music, I feel like I could not put out something that's, like subpar. If I feel like it's subpar, I'm not going to put it out, you know? Like, I feel like when I'm doing what I gotta do and working on my music, like, I take the time to actually, like, write my lyrics to the best of my ability, you know? Like, I don't try to write just, you know, garbage lyrics, you know? And that's pretty much, like, what I be trying to aim for, and, like, that's why I say Drake is one of the artists that motivates me, because he do the singing, he do the rapping, you know, he do the writing, and, you know, like, I feel like you gotta be able to do different things. You gotta be able to, you know what I'm saying, be diverse, pretty much, so. And Drake's doing it, so I give it up to him, you feel me?
Sometimes I'll do this crazy impersonation of him. And they have people crying in the barber shop. I'll be like when he does the whole thing, when he's like singing, and then all of a sudden he starts rapping out of nowhere. I'd like say like the most random thing. I'm like, I need a chicken sandwich and I need some chips, and throw a soda on it. You see, he throw me, he tripping out. Like, I'm like, what the heck? Why don't you just like, why don't you do like some Boys and Men type stuff? All of a sudden you come out of nowhere, like, all right, man. Pineapples, man.
Oh, man.
I don't like it.
Oh, man.
You clone it, man.
The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you, as far as like doing like in the studio or performing or whatnot, what's like the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened
to me?
Yep.
Oh, I got one for you. Hold on. All right. So we was in the studio one time, right? And I'm getting ready to go on the mic or whatnot. No, I go on the mic and I said something like, I said what I had to say on the mic or whatever, but it ain't sound right. And then everybody that was in the studio was clowning me, and I was like, man, what? And when I heard it back on the playback, it sounded like, you know, like, it sounded like I was trying to be creepy or whatever. It sounded like I was trying to sound like a ghoul or whatever, and that's not what I was trying to aim for. And what was embarrassing was that I was trying to say a girl's name, but I was trying to make it like low key so nobody found out who I was talking about in the booth, you know?
Right.
And they definitely heard me. They heard the name and everything, and you know, that's pretty much like the most embarrassing thing that happened to me.
Yeah, just play a studio. Man. Mm-hmm. you're like real subconscious now when you go into that. Like, let me make sure I know I'm the same before I go in. Oh, man. Okay. As far as just Obsidian on Sovereignty, what else can we expect from coming from you, like, in the coming year? I know. This I would say this year, but heck, this year almost over. What can we expect from you coming up this next year? Like, what's the tone you gonna set for the industry?
Well, pretty much like we're actually setting up a few videos. You know, we're gonna shoot a few videos and get them up on YouTube. You know, like when the mixtape is out or whatever, we're gonna also try to get some shows, set up some shows around the local areas or whatnot. And see if we can also travel out to do some shows and, you know, rock some cities. And I'm also looking to work with different artists, you know, major artists around the local area. And that's pretty much like one of my goals right now, but it's not the main goal. The main goal is actually to start my company, which is Sovereign Society. And that's pretty much the main goal, and that's what I'm going to be doing next year, working on pretty much that.
I thought you had a t-shirt or something for it too.
T-shirt company, and we're coming out with t-shirts in the spring. So excuse me, definitely y'all should definitely look out for those. I'll try to see if I can send you a t-shirt when, you know what I'm saying, when they come out or whatever.
Oh yeah, everybody knows. I tell people all the time. But people, I get crazy with sending me t-shirts. Like, I'm like, because I'm one of the people, like, when I go and I'm DJing, I like, sometimes I be wanting to dress, sometimes I dress up, and sometimes I'm like, let me go ahead. I want to work a simple t-shirt and support somebody, and that's going to be really big, man. Definitely, I can't wait for that t-shirt, man.
Yeah, definitely. I got you, man. I appreciate you anyways, you know?
Most definitely, and I'm looking at your area code. You actually from the Tampa area, I want to say.
No, I'm actually down in Broward County right now, but I'm originally born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Oh yeah, so yeah, that's what I was telling about earlier about you being Haitian born, man. Yeah. And big ups, man. Like, for speaking of being Haitian born, man, like on as being cold, I definitely want to get. We're going to get to a real, real serious note. Like, when the hurricane happened in Haiti, like, how did it hit you, like, emotionally and mentally?
Man, like, I'll tell you like this. Like, I remember the day it actually happened. I was in class, and, you know, the only thing I could do is just pretty much I had to walk out of class because I got that phone call. And I couldn't answer the phone, but then I got the text message from my sister, like, you know, like, it's terrible. We don't know, like, where dad is or whatever. We haven't talked to the family or whatever. And when I heard that, you know, I lost it. So I walked out of class and, you know, I found out what it was really about. I found out it was an actual serious earthquake, you know, and like I didn't know how grave it was until I actually got home, looked on TV, and, you know, and see this tragedy, and I'm like why? Like, the only thing I could ask is why, you know?
Exactly, man. One of those things where a lot of the hip hop community came together on a strong cause in support of that. I was definitely going to say big ups to them on that. And a good DJ friend of mine, he actually did something called DJs for Haiti. So I just really appreciate everybody that had something to do with, you know, digging that up, man.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man. Let everybody know, like, how to contact you, how to keep up with your projects and whatnot.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Raheem Shaddai. That's R-A-H-I-M Shaddai, S-H-A-D-D-A-I on Twitter. Facebook.com/Raheem Shaddai, the same thing. You can find me on Reverb Nation. My music is up there, ReverbNation.com/Raheem Shaddai. Pretty much, we're all over the net, so if you type in Raheem Shaddai in Google, you'll pretty much find me. You'll find all my official websites or whatnot. You'll see my music, and you'll find my t-shirt company, and also on Facebook or whatnot. And pretty much, like, check in, see what I'm about.
That's what's up, man. Once again, man, I appreciate you coming through, man. Definitely, it's great to support you. Another devoted. Indie artists, man, and I love, man, I understand some people, they only stick to, they don't wait to people get on the radio and all that. I enjoy listening to indie artists, supporting indie artists, because y'all grind, man, it's just so crazy. Like, watching y'all, how y'all grind is amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I myself respect other artists, because when I started making music, I didn't really have a scope of what it was all about until I saw that, you know, until I actually had the experience to make music, and I was like, okay, it actually takes a lot of hard work to, you know, to make good music. So I respect all the artists that are working hard out there. So big ups to the artists making noise in the industry right now.
Right, man. As we get it rolling out, man, yeah, once again, thank you. And heck, y'all know if y'all missed any parts of the show, y'all want to check the show out again and again and again and again and again, there's a million different ways you can do it. You can go to DuskToDustBot.com. The show will be on there all week, and you can check it out, listen to it as many times as you want to. You go to iTunes. You can download the show for free on iTunes. Big ups to that. And then, of course, you can go to LifeAfterDuskLive.dustspot.com and go there now that you listen to the show, too. All right. Rolling on out. You can follow me on Twitter at SeddyJDusk. That's CeddyJDusk. And there we go. As we roll on, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, whether it's a J, or whether it's a Raheem Sade, or whether it's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life That Does Live. We're rolling on out. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.